really it's whistling at me.
You know, just that's the first time I've heard it whistle, and you keep poking.
I'm taming it.
Taped off my guide.
And the felt pads are loaded with iron oxide too, and they chatter. Tried to buy some today and couldn't find them. That's the way it is when you get in these little towns and you get back to a big metropolis. Metropolitan center like Stillwater.
I beg your pardon, it's a metropolis, haven't you heard?
In Stillwater you can't get anything.
I'm originally from Indiana. I was born and raised in Indiana. I'm in a Oklahoma converted Hoosier.
Mm.
I've been out here 17 years.
From what I've seen of Lawton, I like it.
I do too. I like the people here.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few people that have been here longer than 10 years, they're not friendly. The newcomers are cold shoulder.
And it doesn't matter what you have in any place. If you don't have good people, you don't have anything.
That's right.
Nothing else counts at all.
It doesn't take long for people to begin to warm up.
That's right.
I've seen the time 10 years ago I could walk down the street and speak to 95 out of 100 people that I met.
Well, I spent the greater part of my time in Indiana, my adult life especially, in Indianapolis, which is a pretty good sized city.
Uh-huh.
And down here, for a stranger to speak to you, I was shocked at first. You know, there you start insulting him, knock you down, he wouldn't even say excuse me, he just keeps on going.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get up, that's just too bad. I've been downtown probably month after month, day after day, and if you didn't run into somebody you knew, nobody would say a word to you, except the clerk, and they were strictly business. They never passed the time of day or anything, you're just strictly business.
That's one of the, of course, I've been all over the United States, and you can go anywhere. Of course, to me, there's no place like Lawton. It's friendly. And it's a fairly clean town.
Boy, oh boy, it is clean.
It hasn't got any more than the rest of it. I mean, the dirt, vice, and so forth and so on.
I tell you, a little town I loved was in Glens Falls, New York. They had a big write-up in the Life magazine, Hometown USA. And I spent 6 weeks in Glens Falls going to an insurance school. And that was one of the friendliest towns I believe I've ever seen.
Well, you see, my choices come from a lot wider range actually than yours. I've been all over the world.
Yeah.
The Army. 27 years in the Army.
Uh-huh.
And I picked Lawton to stay in out of all the places I've been.
Well, this town is hard to beat.
I was amazed at your sanitation here. Of course, I had my attention focused on that. But in Stillwater, we have these great big old sacks. I don't know what they ship up in them, but they come from Latin America. They'll be about that big, about that tall. When you spread them out, they'll be about that big around. They give us 2 of these a week for garbage. We put our garbage and our papers and everything in these things and then hang them on the telephone pole.
Not here. You've been reading the paper, they're come out and pick you up. You don't have the right kind of rack.
Yeah, my uncle's a sanitarian down here, and he's taking me out.
Do you know Hardy?
Yeah.
Well, very few people in town don't know him.
I was sat next door to him in the First Christian Church for about 12 years.
Hmm.
I've been on board with him. I've known Hardy for a long time.
Well, he showed me garbage cans around here, and flies. Told me about the mosquito problem. I sat in yesterday afternoon a little while on a meeting they're having down there. They let me sit. I didn't understand it, but I enjoyed it.
Well, Lawton has the same trouble that a lot of towns, cities have.